Answers from attorneys on Ask the Expert are not substitutes for the advice of an attorney. Ask the Expert is a public forum, and questions and responses are not private or confidential or protected by the attorney-client privilege. Attorney is not your attorney, and any statement by attorney is not legal advice. You should not understand any statement in response to any question to propose specific action or address specific circumstances, but only to give you a sense of general principles of law that might affect the situation you describe. Application of these general principles to particular circumstances must be done by a lawyer who has spoken with you in confidence, learned all relevant information, and explored various options. Before acting on these general principles, you should hire a lawyer licensed to practice law in the jurisdiction to which your question pertains. Many legal matters are time-sensitive. You should act without delay in order to protect your rights and interests. By answering questions, attorneys do not form attorney-client relationships with callers.
The following Ask the Expert show is a paid advertisement provided by Aronson & Moss Law Firm. And airing of the program is not to be considered endorsement or recommendation. The opinions expressed are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of WMT or Clear Channel Media and Entertainment.
Well, good morning and welcome to Ask the Expert. I'm Jim Doyne, along with Rebecca Feiereisen. She is an attorney with the Aronson & Moss Law Firm. Good morning.
Morning, Jim.
Glad to have you here.
Glad to be here.
And tell me a little bit before we start about the Aronson & Moss Law Firm, and how many are you and where are you located?
We are located in downtown Cedar Rapids at 425 2nd Street Southeast, Suite 900. That's in what used to be called the APAC building.
Mm-hmm.
We have, hold on, I have to count. One, two, three, four, five attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of different things. I'm the family law attorney, as I'm sure listeners who have heard me before talk know.
Mm-hmm.
We also have business law, real estate, trust estates, probate, bankruptcy, criminal law, other miscellaneous.
Pretty well
things.
Covered the whole thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And people should get a hold of you by, what, giving you a call down there?
Sure. They can give us a call at 319-363-8199. Also, emails and all sorts of contact information are at our website, aronsonlaw.com.
Very good. Family law. What is family law?
Family law, I tell people I rip families apart for a living, which
that's,
is
that's probably not true, is it?
No, not really. but I do divorces. I do custody battles. I do adjustments of anything that's been done before that needs to be adjusted a little bit. Modification is what we call that. Adoptions to a lesser extent and other sort of related kid stuff.
So the main part of it, though, do you work with divorces and things that are connected to that?
Yeah, I would say that's most of it. And partly because that's just pretty common, but also partly because those are the big cases, right? Like a little modification or a little non-marital custody where people didn't get married but had a child has fewer issues, usually doesn't take quite as long as a divorce, which has all that plus all the property issues. They just take longer.
You were mentioning once upon a time about when it comes to children, there's a multitude of sins in there, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Kids situations, children situations are just left, right, and in between. All sorts of crazy things come up. So those are very fact-specific, which is part of the reason that calling an attorney and, you know, me doing a general overview doesn't always give you a complete answer, because this area in particular is very fact-specific. A lot of people come to me and say, well, my buddy doesn't pay that much in child support. Doesn't matter. Like, all the variables combined, it's just completely dependent on your set of circumstances.
Of course, we want to talk about some of those variables this morning.
Sure.
Because not all of the child support hearings and what have you, they're all amiable, are they?
Oh, yeah, no. nothing will get somebody's hackles up quite like child support. But the way that it's set up in Iowa, you know, we've talked about it a little bit in the past, but just to remind listeners, the way it's set up is it's kind of set out pretty down to the dollar so that we don't argue about it as much. We have what we call the child support guidelines, which is a mathematical equation we go through to determine how much child support should be paid. It's based on a number of variables, including the salaries or incomes of both parents, how often each parent has the child overnight. So if you have more time with the child, obviously, then you pay less because you're feeding them and making sure that they have a roof over their head and that sort of thing. And it can also be based on other variables, like if you have other children or if you pay child support for other children, how many tax deductions you have. Are you a union member? Because union dues come off the top. I don't know why. Don't ask me to follow
Interesting.
Up. I'm sure it was just a lobby that went through and that sort of thing. So, you know, it's a calculation that needs to be done. But once that calculation is done, we're kind of stuck.
So that calculation actually is on the net income of both parties, and then you determine how often the child is staying with that party.
Right. Well, and the way we do it, as practitioners in the area is we have a software package we use that kind of does the math for us.
Mm-hmm.
What we actually ask the client for is their gross income, because then the software will back out the taxes and the all the withholding and Social Security and that sort of thing, so that we know that it's right.
I see. Now, is it better off for you to have an attorney such as yourself do all of these calculations and work them, or turn it over to the state? Don't they have a department that does this?
They do. So the Child Support Recovery Unit is the branch of the Iowa state government that helps out with child support. Whether it's better or worse depends on the circumstances. If you're doing a divorce, you're already paying your lawyer anyway, so you might as well just have the lawyer do it. But Child Support Recovery Unit is very helpful in a number of situations. It's my understanding that the main crux of what they do, because they're paid for by the state, is they're trying to recoup state money. So
how's that?
If two people have a child and that child ends up on state assistance, whether that be Title 19 health insurance, even Hawkeye health insurance sometimes, which is low income but not zero income.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called FIP. It's the Family Investment Program, I think it stands for, which is basically cash to people to help them raise their child. Then mm-hmm. the state says, wait, they're two parents. Where's the other parent? And they hunt them down and make them pay for part of it. So they'll take that child support to recoup their costs.
No, they don't always are able to get that other parent to pay, though, are they?
Right. And that's why they're kind of the stopgap between those two. So it's helping the one parent who has the child while maybe the other parent can't be found or won't be made to pay. But remember, too, I mean, it's the state. They got some weapons that we don't have. They can put people in jail for not paying child support. They can take their driver's license or hunting license or fishing license to encourage, let's say, them to pay what they're supposed to be paying for their child.
Sometimes the child support money taken directly out of their pay then and given to the court, and then they pay the...
Yeah, and that can happen a number of ways. Child Support Recovery, I think, almost exclusively does that. They just take it right from the paychecks. So they don't have to deal with making sure you pay every month. When you have a private attorney doing child support, you can do it that way, but you don't have to. So some people prefer it. You don't really need the permission of both parties. Some prefer to have it come right out of the paycheck, either so they get it quicker or so they don't have to worry about paying it, so both ends of that. And when they do that, it goes to Des Moines and comes back, I think, always on a debit card. To the person that's supposed to get the money. The other way to do it is the person that's paying the child support can pay it directly at the courthouse.
But what is true today may not be true tomorrow.
Correct.
So then you have to go back and maybe modify some things. Maybe there's a change in income, change in...
Right. And we talked about this last time I was here, but just to remind everyone, for child support purposes, enough of a change in circumstances is, I think Child Support Recovery won't do anything until there's a 20% change. Privately, we can do it if there's a 10% change. And the change has to be in the amount of child support. So what we do is we recalculate it. If you are paying child support for children and you pay $800 a month, then the support amount has to go up or down by $80 for the court to determine it's worth their time. It's not hard to get to those thresholds.
So what does a person do if you can't find the other parent and there's going to be no help there whatsoever? And they have one parent that's paying it all. Is there any help for them?
Well, yeah. I mean, the Child Support Recovery Unit can hop in and do some of establishing it. You can hire a lawyer to do it as well. But I think today we should just focus on the Child Support Recovery Unit and what they do and how we get them involved. There are a lot of good reasons to have them involved. One is that they're relatively inexpensive. I think for an enforcement and to establish, there is a filing fee, but it's small. It's nominal. I think it's under $50. And it is relatively quick. If you call them and ask them, how long is this process, they'll say, oh, it takes a long time. It takes months,
mm-hmm.
which it does.
Mm-hmm.
But to privately have it done, it could take a year. So it's relatively quick,
mm-hmm.
Not necessarily, in a vacuum. And they're really, really good at their job. This is all they do is figure out child support and enforce it. So they're very good, and they know those rules inside and out like the back of their hand.
How does somebody make the contact with them?
I think you can just, if you just Google Iowa Child Support Recovery Unit, their phone number will pop up. There's some forms online to get them involved. It's a simple form, just contact info mostly. And then they'll kind of take over and tell you whether they can help you and what they can help you do.
Very good. Rebecca Fireeyes is my guest this morning. She is an attorney with Aronson & Moss Law Firm, working basically with family law. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yep.
And how would they get a hold of you if they would like to do that?
They can reach us at 319-363-8199, or you can check us out at aronsonlaw.com.
And you're located here in Cedar Rapids?
We are, in downtown.
Right downtown in Cedar Rapids.
Indeed.
Very good. We'll come back and talk more with Rebecca in just a moment. You're listening to 600 WMT. Welcome back. It's Ask the Expert. I'm Jim Doyne, and we have with us this morning Rebecca Fireeyes. She is works with family law at the Aronson & Moss Law Firm. That's got to be interesting.
It's very interesting.
How long have you done that?
Basically right out of there was a fateful day at my first job where one of the partners walked in my office and said, hey, do you want to do some family law? And I said, sure. And from there, it just kind of snowballed. For a while, I did it maybe 30-40% of my day, and now that's almost all I do.
That's good. You're very good at it. Sounds like you're well, you know. Anyway, child support recovery unit is what we're talking about. Now, I guess I'm a little confused to the point of why don't I need you instead of this?
Right. Well, there are downsides to the child support recovery unit as well. They do exactly their job, which they're great at, but that's all they do. So mm-hmm. if you have a unique set of circumstances, which is unusual, they have a difficult time coping with those circumstances and coming up with an answer. You
have an example?
I have a couple of examples. Okay. One, I had a client recently who is a contractor by trade. He didn't have like a business set up. He funneled all the money through him. So he brought in a lot of money and then paid a lot of money out in labor expenses to mm-hmm. his employees. Mm-hmm. Well, for child support recovery purposes, they just looked at his income and he made all this money. But he said, you know, I think it was like 80% of that goes back out to my employees and I can prove it. So we just had to, you know, I had to communicate with child support recovery, get them the documents to show that that went back through. And luckily, child support said, oh, you're right. But if they hadn't, we would have just gone to court to tell a judge and ask them to rule. Another example is a client who he wasn't working full time. Mm-hmm. And he went to the court and said, I don't think I can pay this much. I'm not working full time. But it turns out the reason he wasn't was in part because he had money coming in. Mm-hmm. I believe in that case, it was a large settlement. But, you know, it could be trust fund. It could be won the lottery, whatever. Mm-hmm. And in those cases, you know, we need a judge to say, okay, fine, you only earn X, but you could earn Y or should be earning Y. And that's called imputing income. So we can do that with a judge, and child support recovery won't do that. So, you know, there are some circumstances where child support recovery does their job great, but they have limits to what they can and will do.
So actually, you should have an attorney with you, even if you use them.
Well, hey, I think so.
Okay.
Usually what I tell people is, ask them to do it, ask them to evaluate the number, see the number, and then if you don't like the number, call me. And we'll look at it and see if it's wrong, if it's right, if there's a problem. You know, part of the problem is if I went into child support recovery and said, adjust my child support, mm-hmm. you're making me pay too much. Mm-hmm. If they reran it and my child support actually goes up, they don't care. They'll do it.
They'll do it.
So, yeah, part of the problem there is they're like, well, this isn't what I wanted to happen at all. And, you know, at that point, you're kind of stuck.
So it's a situation that there are some downsides.
Yes. So, you know, they only do their job. It's kind of they're almost a machine. And I don't mean to say they're not perfectly sweet people. They are. But if you say this is a weird situation, X, Y, and Z, they just have their laws that they follow. And if it's not in those laws, they say you need a judge to do that, not us. We do what we do. We do nothing else. And so that's the big downside. But, you know, the method of has built into it some escapes where we can let the judge know if we need to what's going on.
Well, you know, you hear a lot about some of these movie stars, people making a ton of money, and they have a child or two. Mm-hmm. So are they going to pay a lot more than, say, I would pay if the situation happened?
So, very interesting. How the child support guidelines work, if you do it the hand way, which nobody does, is that it has a big table, and you basically do a math, and it tells you what the child support number is. But that table has an end, right? Like, if you make too much money, the table just says, I don't know. Like, we're out. We don't know. So, and I've had a couple cases where people make just a lot of money, and basically at that point, the judge just has to pick a number. And, you know, most child support falls in the 22 to 25% of your income range, gross income. So that's usually our guidestone. But even as you get into high-income people, it drops down to about 18%.
Interesting. So it's a way, at least they have a process to do it, right?
Theoretically, yes.
And that's our next subject is the process to do it.
Yeah. So if you ask child support recovery to get involved in your life and do an adjustment, they'll send a letter to both parents mm-hmm. Asking them for some financial information. They'll ask for pay stubs and tax returns. They'll ask you how much you make and are you commission or salary or hourly. And then when they send that back in, they'll verify that with your employer so that you don't have the chance to be like, I don't work. And then it turns out you do. Mm-hmm. They have their ways of figuring out where you work.
So, well, I was going to say, so what are some of the reasons people would want to modify a child agreement?
Switching jobs, mm-hmm. up or down, getting fired, if somebody gets wind, the other person has a bunch of money now for some reason. Mm-hmm. Having another child typically comes up, which is technically not a reason to go in and modify, but a lot of people want to do that. Or the opposite, having a child who graduates from high school no longer gets support, but the number now is wrong. Mm-hmm. So those are the big reasons, switching jobs. But also if we adjust custody or visitation, we may need to.
Do you find a lot of people want to adjust? Or do you find that they start here and then pretty soon they want to make some kind of an adjustment for some reason?
Yeah, I mean, it comes up pretty frequently. And I have a lot of people who call me and say, should I adjust child support? And we do a quick calculation that's a pretty rough because I don't know them yet. And then I say, yeah, you're probably good to do it, or no, you're not. And I've actually had a couple of clients come in and say, should I do it? And I run the number and say, run away. Pretend you weren't here. You don't know anything because you're paying so little right now that you need to not rock the boat. Just go.
Well, that's, some of these can't be that easy that one person says, I want to adjust something, but the other person may not agree with that. Is that right?
Right. So, and at any point, either through the child support recovery action or, you know, obviously if you do it privately, we may end up in court. If you guys, if two parties can't agree on a number, whether they think it's wrong or they just don't think it's fair, at some point we can have a judge review mm-hmm. those numbers. And really, you know, you mentioned earlier, why do they need a lawyer if they have child support recovery unit involved? Mm-hmm. That may be why. Because when you go in front of a judge, that's when, you know, the lawyer is trained in the law. They know what's going on. They know how to talk to the judge to make them listen. They're ready to roll with the punches because we may not know what the other side's going to say. So we're ready to kind of go off in a different direction if that's what happens.
Well, a child support recovery unit, is that representing both sides?
They represent the state and nobody
period.
Else.
And period. Nobody else. Okay,
yeah.
That's a good...
And their cover letter will say, if you request a hearing and if we go to a hearing, we're not going to represent you. We're going to represent ourselves. We're going to defend our number, and that's it. That's all. Mm-hmm. I've done hearings with them before where both parties have lawyers. At the beginning, the child support recovery unit's attorney will say, here's how we got our number, here it is, and then they're done. They'll listen. They're prepared to ask questions if necessary, but for the most part, they just say, this is our number, and this is what it should be, and if you don't think so, good luck proving it.
If you both have an attorney, why would you go to the child support recovery unit in the first place?
Well, some people lawyer up after they get the number from the child support recovery unit and say, well, I don't think that's right. The case I mentioned earlier with mm-hmm. the gentleman who turns out had money, you know, my client got a lawyer pretty quick because she knew that that number was wrong,
mm-hmm.
and then I think once she got an attorney, he thought, well, you know, I better... pretty quick here, get my own so that I know I'm not getting screwed over. So.
Rebecca Fireisen, my guest this morning. She is works with family law at the Aronson & Moss Law Firm. Rebecca, please tell the folks where they can reach you and where the Aronson & Moss Law Firm is located.
Sure. We're at 425 2nd Street Southeast, Suite 900, downtown Cedar Rapids in what used to be called the APAC building. You can reach us at 363-8199 or check us out at aronsonlaw.com.
Thank you so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Pleasure's all mine, Jim.
And we'll see you later.
Thank you, Mike.
Preceding Ask the Expert infomercial program has been a paid presentation brought to you by Aronson & Moss Law Firm.